Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sisters listening to this today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, ask any sisters listening today just get some transformed by your word and really starts to cleave to you and bear fruit, real fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just taking it back to Isaiah 33, which is a good blueprint for what it's like when the Lord is revealed, okay? So picking it up back at verse 14, it says, "The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites." Okay? So when you see people afraid and things going really bad, just know what's going on, okay? Again, this is just the word of God being fulfilled, okay? Prayerfully, you, your household, those you love, okay, will not be in this category of Christians, okay? Prayerfully, you'll be in the other category, which he talks about, okay? But you need to know what's going on, because during these times, if you don't understand, you know, eternal life and eternal condemnation, and damnation, if you don't understand those things, okay, then you'll just think, well, why are things so bad for this? What's going on? Why are things so bad? You know what I mean? We have to fix this, okay? We have to fix this and make it all better, thinking in terms of this life, not understanding that there's a work that needs to be done, okay? There's repentance, okay? Deep soul level, real repentance that needs to take place, that God is bringing about in these, during these times, okay, for salvation, okay? Okay, because you can't be a hypocrite. You can't be a sinner, okay? You need to have fruit, okay? Like we talked about already, okay? With the parable of the sower and then all the different parables where, you know, you have people that are not bearing fruit and they are cast into hell, okay? You need to be hearers and doers of the word, scripture says, okay? And it says, "Who among us shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings?" You have to understand who God is, okay? All right, you see him and you're terrified. I just want to just understand that, okay? He has the power and ability to hurt you, okay, in unimaginable ways for all eternity. That's why he's described as the devouring fire, okay? That's why you put your faith in his grace. And then you're safe and you've got peace with God through Christ Jesus. But you need his grace, and you have to understand this, because the platform for the falling away is you have people not having a fear of God. It's, there's a fake God in their heads, okay? So there is no fearfulness. There's no fear of God, okay? There's this deception that God is just some big nice guy that's like, "Hey, come on, let's go to heaven." Okay? In all honesty, maybe a little bit of a respect. It varies from level to level, but it's not this. Okay? He's not seen as a devouring fire. I mean, you try and tell people that, they'll tell you that you're teaching false doctrine. And you're teaching works. But that's what the Bible says. Okay? They'll say, "Oh, no, no, God is love. What are you talking about? You're wrong. You're saying bad things." Well, they're going to see that. No, that's not true. When God's wrath is revealed upon the United States. And his wrath will be revealed upon this country. He's going to make an example out of it in front of the whole world. Okay? And you need to make sure that you are tucked away and hidden in Christ. And you understand what's coming so you're not surprised. Okay? Because people have this deception of who God is. And then they don't need God's grace. They're fine on their own. Okay, that's how it works. There's a deception out there. They don't see the real true God. There's no fear and trembling. They think they can approach the throne of God any which way. Okay, maybe with some respect, but there's not fear and trembling in their soul. There's not. And therefore, there's no need, real need, deep within their soul for his grace. They can just come to him with a bunch of nice works. Okay, of their own, works of man. Okay. And professing Christ, but in their soul, they don't know this God. And because they don't know this God, and because there's no fear and trembling, okay, their complete plan for salvation is not in His grace. Okay, it's in themselves. They'll have somewhat of a respect, okay? You have to understand, with the imagination, it will counterfeit really well to deceive you really well. Because sometimes we'll think, well, no, look, there's fear there. No, there's this there. There's this there. No, it's not the real thing. It's fake. It's just an excellent counterfeit. That's why it works so well. Okay? But the real, true God, okay, will have you trembling when you see Him. The real thing, the real one, Almighty God. And then your faith is placed purely, purely in His grace to carry you through and give you the power and ability to dwell with Him. And then His word is fulfilled. That's not the case right now. You have a counterfeit God at varying levels, okay, of obedience, okay, in terms of how people behave, okay. But it's not the real thing. So there's not a soul deep placing, okay, of everything they have in God's grace. It's in themselves. It's in their works. They do this, they're nice. They go to church, they're nice. They read the Bible, they're nice. They do this, they do that. They act like this. They're not like that over there, not like that over there, okay? But it's not the real thing. It's not a supernatural, powerful working of God where you're a totally transformed human being, okay? Completely new creation by the power of God's grace, and all of your faith and trust is simply in Christ Jesus. That's it. Not yourself, but just Christ Jesus. Okay? You need to understand this. The devouring fire. Everlasting burnings. This is real. And that's Him. You need to get to know Him. Okay? And put all of your faith in His grace so you can dwell with Him. Okay? And have peace with Him through Christ Jesus. Go ahead and leave it there. Father, ask for your sister starting her day. That she just really seeks after you and really starts to discern in her own mind and then outwardly the things that she's listening to, so she can draw close to you. Ask Christ for you. In Jesus' name, amen.